to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right. This is his first test.
Then one iron club crow sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Well, good afternoon / evening. We here at the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'd like to extend a very happy holiday to you this Memorial Day weekend. The weekend that we celebrate Captain America and his contribute to World War II. And the other veterans, of course. So, and this weekend, we know that you'll be out barbecuing, cookouting. Yeah, I say cookouting. And going to sales, because that's what the holiday has evolved to. That Memorial Day sale at Sears and Roebuck's and places like that. But, in the meanwhile, why don't you join us here at the What Do You Read comic book show? We're going to give you some hour, 2 hours, maybe more fine family entertainment. Okay, so without further ado, let me introduce you to somebody that really I have to. It's in the contract. I got to introduce him. His name is Jordan Cobb. He's my co-host.
Hello.
And Jordan, what in the blue hell do you have on your Skype? I mean, I know you like growing facial hair from time to time, but what the hell is this?
Oh,
am I
that
looking
is
at
a terrifying image of Hugh Jackman from the latest trailer for Pan.
I think you're projecting, but okay, I take your word for it.
Oh no! It's not.
It looks similar to you, man. I mean,
it's
thought maybe
not anything projecting. I just think that's a hilarious image.
I thought that was going to be the look you was going to adopt. I mean, I'm just
making sure. No.
Just checking. Worry about you sometimes, you know.
I worry about you too.
Don't worry about yourself. I'm good. I'm good. Don't worry about me. Worry about you. It's my job to worry. That's what they pay me the big bucks for. I worry.
None of us get paid.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. Anyway,
if I'm not paid, I'm gonna kick somebody's ass.
So, how are you today? How was your holiday weekend?
Oh, it's fine. I went to go see Mad Max Fury Road.
You finally got to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you head over heels in love with this movie?
Oh, you better believe it.
Okay, I'm starting to feel left out here.
You haven't seen it yet?
No. I've seen the movie. And I thought the movie was okay. I thought it was fine. I just don't get this man love for it, this crush on it. I mean, people are just... I know people that have gone to see this film like a good 2 or 3 times already.
Oh, it's like that damn good.
I don't know. I can't go that far. I mean,
have you seen the other Mad Max movies?
Of course I have. I saw them in the theater. This isn't. I didn't see them. You know, later on, I watched them as they came out.
Well, honestly, it's just like look, you know. It's like a little bit of a nice throwback to some just really adrenaline-fueled action films and such, you know, actually enjoying a movie where you can actually see the action that's going on, where it's not all edited to hell. and, you know, there's also some engaging story elements as well, while still being pretty much a 2-hour car chase, which is fine. It fits for the world of Mad Max. It just, it feels, it this is a Mad Max movie, and it's incredible in that way, that it just brings itself in there so much, and it brings you along.
I just think it's okay movie. I mean, great and one of the best films. I don't know. I can't go that far.
I will go that far, but also family's in. I got some family in, surprise visit. But I also bought myself some comics at a sale.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Yes, I got me Volume 2 of American Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Volume 1 of
Gotham. What makes an American vampire different from a European vampire?
Well, they can walk in daylight.
So, they're blades.
Wait, you didn't let me finish. They can walk in daylight. They don't share many of the same weaknesses. Gold is their Achilles heel.
So, they can walk in daylight without dying, right?
Yeah, they can walk in the daylight.
You know who else can walk in daylight without dying?
Yes.
Twilight vampires.
Shut up.
It's true.
These are ruthless killer vampires. And they do not give a shit.
Well, Twilight vampires are sparkling and are lovers.
And they are uninterested characters.
You know you watch Twilight.
Oh, I've watched Twilight. I don't read it because I already got my fill of one-dimensional, absolute nothingness personality characters out of the way. And as I was saying, I also got Gotham Central Volume 1. I got the new Teen Titans, the Judas Contract, and
that's a that's an old one.
Yeah, and I've already and I've read it before. It was like $5, so yeah. And the Dead Heat, a Flash storyline by the one and only Mark Waid.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm glad you had a nice weekend. You still got one more day for the weekend, so, you know.
Hooray!
Like cooking out? Cooking possum or anything like that on the grill? Or?
Pasta, what?
Are you cooking out?
Maybe. I mean, weather's kind of, you know, not good here right now.
Okay, so you never.
I don't know what my plans are for tomorrow. Maybe go to a barbecue. Maybe catch up on some of the books I'm behind on, like Magneto. A couple issues behind on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe both. I don't know.
Okay, and just, you know, just checking on you, seeing how you doing.
How is your weekend?
My weekend is not over yet. I'm doing a show because I have to work. If I didn't have to work, you know, I'd be relaxing right about now. But, you know. But enough about my problems. Tell the people how they can join us.
Excuse me. Yes, people here at the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, half the fun is you. Because you get to join us. And there are several ways in which you can join us. Please pick up your telephones. You know, rotary, cell phone, I don't know, a future phone, whatever, smartphone, whatever. Dial the number Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, the almighty iTunes. Subscribe, go to iTunes today and search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcast section. Subscribe. Rate us 5 stars, leave a review for all or the shows of your choosing. That would help us out greatly.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just doing some stuff I should have did a few minutes ago to let everybody know that we're on the air. So, and my computer froze up for a second, so I was afraid. You know, knock on wood. You know, I'm so afraid that we're going to do all this hard work. And I'm not going to be able to save the audio. You know, that is the thing that keeps me up most at night. But, okay, now it's freezing up again. Oh, there we go. All right. So, first thing is some box office news. Because I heard that. Is that a tasty beverage you got there?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
I have me lemonade.
That
it cool tastes so good.
That cool, refreshing drink.
It really is.
I can't stand lemonade. But anyway.
We'll be on the next season. Oh, wait, that's over.
Next. Number one at the box office this weekend was Tomorrowland. Didn't do all that hot. Only brought in $40.74 million to take first place. It only beat the number two movie by a couple million. So by Tuesday, which would be the full weekend, or when the actuals come in, it may not be number one for the weekend. And it looks like Avengers are going to be in fifth place when the weekend's over.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers, of course, is the number one movie of the year. Domestically. Worldwide, it's in second place, but it's catching up to Fast and Furious. And, of course, the Avengers hasn't opened up in China yet, so that's a big chunk of money is missing.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah. It's going to go huge.
The Chinese market, the market in China, mm-hmm. is a huge moneymaker for films these days. Which is why a lot of films, of course, film scenes over in China. Because, hey, they're paying for the movies. They might as well get something out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's box office numbers. Normally I would give you more in depth, but like I said, the full numbers haven't come in yet because the weekend's not over.
Memorial Day weekend.
And of course we are still in the throes of Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Did you read any Secret Wars stories this week?
I read A Force. I read Deadpool's Secret.
I got A-Force. I haven't read it yet.
Secret Wars.
Oh, Deadpool. Why does he get his own Secret Wars?
Because he's Deadpool.
I don't like him. No, but... No, seriously. I read Loki. Last Days of Loki. Well, it looks like he's he's restarting Ragnarok again. That Loki and that Ragnarok,
Oh, Loki Agent of Asgard?
Yes. Well, it's not the young Loki, it's the older Loki.
Yeah, I know. I've been reading the book. I'm a couple issues behind. But keep talking. I'm not going to.
Well, because everybody knows that the end is here. Loki has decided to help it. I might as well bring about Ragnarok. And, poor Baldur already was dead. Had his head cut off. So, Baldur can't get a break. It's bad enough to be dead, but to get your head cut off too, after you've been dead for months now, he's been dead for over a year now, at least, in comic book time. Anyway, where should we start? Flash season finale?
Obviously.
Yeah, you know, last week we had a bunch of season finales, but the Flash figure, he had to be special and have his own week to himself with his season finales. So, you know, they made sure that the season ended a week after Arrow. And so, I'm going to let you take it from here, Jordan, about what you thought on the season finale.
Okay, excuse me.
Okay, there you go, these beverages again.
All right, got my notes ready. Oh my god, this episode was amazing. Oh, okay. I'm going to say it now. Daredevil's no longer again. Daredevil and Flash are now tied for the best comic book / superhero show on TV. It just is now because both shows are absolutely great representations of their of the you know, of their properties. It's the Flash just gets so many things right. This is like a live action comic book, and that is great. It really is. The Flash did so much right throughout the entire first season, and it did so much more right in this finale, where Barry does attempt to go and save his mother. Reset, essentially also going to be resetting time, the timeline, and whatnot. But he wants to accomplish his goal, and it was so good. Grant Gustin was just incredible, more than ever as Barry Allen here. Tom Cavanaugh really got the shine fully as Eobard Thawne. That was fantastic. So much good. Like, all the great character work and emotional build-up and interactions between them were just fantastic. And the effects were on point. We also got some nice little setup for Legends of Tomorrow. But, man, seeing so much greatness in this, it was just fantastic. I was impressed by this. I found myself adoring this finale. I've already rewatched it a couple times, and it's just fantastic. It changes so much and really solidifies the show as among the best. Yes, Stanley Kubrick, The Flash really is that good. It really is.
He's not a fan, is he?
I'm not sure if he is a fan. He just typed in the chat room, "What? Flash is really that good?" And I'm answering.
I thought he's been watching it.
Is that good? Well, let's have Stanley type a response to that. But again, I adored it. Like, a couple of my favorite moments was Barry choosing to not save his mother, since he knows, like, that to me shows that something great about the Barry Allen character. Like, he knows he can't do this. He knows he can't live that other life that's possible, because the world is going to need someone like the Flash, and he needs to be the Flash, because it's the absolute right thing to do. But the scene he gets to have with his mother, as she's laying there dying, and showing, like, "I'm okay, Mom," and so is Henry Allen, was goddamn heartbreaking. This was fantastic. The Flash is one of my absolute favorite characters ever. It's one of the big reasons I got into comic books. And to see it properly, you know, translated on screen right here.
Now, I heard you just make a statement, he's one of your favorites. But you didn't grow up with Barry Allen.
No, I grew up, okay, look, yes, I grew up with Floyd West. But I went back and read Barry Allen stories. I love Barry Allen. Barry Allen's a great character. I'm not just talking about one character specifically, just the Flash comics in of itself. That is what they properly get across here, and I love it. And also, Stanley, actually, the 90s show is actually still pretty good.
Now, to recap what happened in this last episode, okay? Reverse Flash, which is played by Tom Cavanaugh, who has been masquerading as
Harrison Wells,
Dr. Wells, right? It's captured. So now the question remains, why did he kill Barry Allen's mother when Barry was a child? And he explained to him because he was angry, because they're enemies, they've always hated each other, they're reverse of each other. That's just the way life goes, okay? He also says, I got stuck back in time because I thought I was destroying you. And for those who don't know, in order to be a speedster, you have to tap into the speed force. But the speed force is only generated by the Flash. Without the Flash, there's no speed force. Without a speed force, you can't be a speedster. Unless you're Jake Garrick. Of course, they may retcon that he could tap into it somehow, too. But originally, he didn't have to. Of course, the original Flash, Jay Garrick, couldn't get up to the speeds that later incarnations of the Flash and Kid Flashes can get up to. So no time traveling, no sound barrier. I mean, no light barrier. Just He could run as fast as sound. That was about it. He couldn't go any faster than that. Anyway, so he lets Barry know you can go back in time and save your mother. That in turn would open up a hole in time that I can travel back to my time, and everybody's happy. So it's the question, do you change something in the past, and what would it do to the present? How the timeline change? You gotta had to answer that question. Of course, the returns of different characters of Firestorm, Ronnie Raymond, and Professor Stein, that's who makes up Firestorm. And they decide they're going to do it. Get a little wedding involved, a couple of the characters. But then the Flash, he travels through time. He gets up enough speed so he can travel through time, which opens up a wormhole. He goes back to save his mother, but he doesn't because his older self lets him know this is not the thing to do. So he comes back to the present, stops Dr. Wells from traveling back to the future, which begins a battle. Now, Wells is tied into the present because his ancestor, Eddie Thorne, lives in this time period. So Eddie does the thing that I don't think nobody saw coming, which he shoots himself. So if Eddie dies, then there is no Eobald Thorne, who is no, Dr. Wells, who's Reverse Flash. He does that, the guy fades into out of existence, but because he traveled through time, opened up a wormhole, this wormhole has become unstable, it's going to suck everything.
No, the wormhole was created, you know, they already closed that wormhole.
No.
This wormhole was created because of Eddie.
No, it was the same wormhole, it just didn't close up.
What?
I mean, they closed it, but it opened back up.
Yeah, because Eddie shot himself.
But no. It didn't open up because of Eddie. It just opened up because the wormhole was. They didn't close it all the way. Okay, it's the same wormhole. It didn't open up because of Eddie. But let me finish. So now all life on Earth and half the galaxy and universe is in trouble because the wormhole sucks up everything. Now, the Flash has to stop this from happening. He has to stop this wormhole. He has to close it somehow. He has to use his speed. And that's how the show ends, with him trying to stop this wormhole. Now, it can be interpreted as a cliffhanger, or you just can't. He was doing what he does. When they come back next season, they'll probably just say, oh, that was something you closed the wormhole. Or we may see him actually still doing it. Some people have theories that we're going to get a different timeline when they come back for season two.
Possibly. I mean, they've already said we're going to explore more of the multiverse.
Right.
In season two. And
now, when the Flash was traveling through time, he saw different glimpses of the past, the present, and the future.
There are possibilities, like Caitlin Snow becoming Killer Frost.
Which she will.
The Flash Museum. Barry somehow apparently being in Iron Heights prison.
Now the thing is, Eddie got sucked into that wormhole.
Yes.
So I think he's going to come back as a Reverse Flash.
I believe. I think that could be that's a possibility.
Because the way, I mean, look. Yes, okay, we know people die. They die on Arrow. Made sense they're going to have somebody die here. I always thought it was going to be Joe that was going to die by the end of the season. But, I don't know. They like Joe, so Joe's not dead. So, Eddie took the... Bit the bullet. And Eddie's
a great scene.
Eddie, huh?
I said that was a great scene.
Now, Eddie is a Reverse Flash too, right? In the comic books?
No, Eddie Thorne was created for the show.
Oh, I thought he was part of the...
No, the other Reverse Flash you're thinking of is Hunter Zolomon.
I know about the other Reverse Flash. I thought Eddie Thorne was a part of the comic book also.
No, he was not.
Okay, so he might not come back then.
We don't know that.
I'm just saying, it's not guaranteed that he'll show back up again. or at least not show it unless except for an alternate timeline.
Possibly. Okay. We won't know until the fall. Or, say, maybe the Comic-Con panel that they're obviously going to have. Now, what are your thoughts on the episode?
I thought it was good. I kind of thought that the week before ended on a better note, but it was an exciting enough episode. I don't know if it's going to go down in the annals of history of like one of the best of season finales. I mean, wasn't no Graham, but
I think it will be.
But we'll see. I'm kind of sad now. I have nothing to watch for the summertime except for Orphan Black. And how many more weeks we got on that? About four?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be over soon. Well, Fallen Skies is coming up, so I do have that. That is the final season of that. Hopefully they won't drop the ball on how they end that.
I got Orange is the New Black, so I'm good.
That's not a comic book.
Yeah, I know, still. You're talking about Fallen Skies. That's not a comic book show.
Yes, it is.
What?
It's been made into a comic book. See, that's how much you know.
Well, anyway, the Flash season finale was fantastic. Possibly their best episode yet. It was an amazing episode. I found it incredible. This all the way through. I adore this show. I truly, truly, truly do. And if you're a comic book fan, or if you're especially a Flash fan and you're not watching this, you need to fix that right away.
All right, so let's see how they set things up for next season. And they got not one but two shows to set up, because, of course, they got The Flash and then
Legends of Tomorrow. Yark. So. But now, we're going to move on to some news. Sticking with DC, the pilot of Supergirl leaked.
Yes, it's
already leaked.
Pristine copy of Supergirl pilot is online. Of course, places are trying to take it down, but if you search for it, you might be able to find it and check it out for yourself. There's speculation that maybe this leak was leaked on purpose.
There always is.
We are, of course, going to wait until it comes out before we watch it and give our opinion on it. But, you know, maybe CBS will be kind enough to forward us a legal copy. And we can,
a screener.
Yeah, screener, yeah.
I mean, we got one for Gotham, yeah. Unfortunately.
It wasn't unfortunate. Hey, don't say that. You want to lose out?
No, I say it's unfortunate because turned out.
Now I'm going to... Jordan, I've told you, keep your mouth shut about these things, and you don't. Okay. Happy thoughts. Tomorrowland what? Thoughts. Let me think about Tomorrowland.
Are you still upset I'm finding ways to take Dick
no,
back off?
No, it's just you should not. You know, listen, we have a show to do. We want favors. Okay? Don't burn bridges.
You know I was joking. Come on.
Don't burn bridges. That's all I have to say. Don't burn bridges. But anyway.
Well, I'm not burning your bridge. I was making a sarcastic comment.
Yeah, no sarcasm. Okay, that's not your strong suit.
Oh, well, gee, then that takes away part of what I was going to say about Jaden Smith possibly being Static Shock.
I saw that. Is that a true story?
Okay. Now, there is not a full 100% confirmation on this. It just seems confirmed because of who was talking about it. In an interview, Tyler James Williams, you know, recently of The Walking Dead, and Dear White People.
And Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes, of course. And that's such a good show. Anyway. He pointed out, you know, he said in an interview that there aren't a lot of young black superheroes. And, you know, there a couple of people were shouting Static Shock and Spider-Man to him. You know, I was like, and he said to Flicks in the City, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, no, it's great to see Static Shock is happening with Jaden.
Now, he might be right for the role.
He's a terrible actor.
He is not a terrible actor.
Yes, he is.
No, listen. First of all, it's not like he's been in a ton of things, okay? And he was fine in... Listen, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. He was okay in Karate Kid. After Earth wasn't a good movie. Yeah, okay. But that wasn't necessarily his fault. The movie, everything bad about that movie was bad about that movie.
Oh, he was one of the worst things about that movie.
Pursuit of Happiness was he got nominated? Didn't he get nominated for an Oscar?
No, no. Will Smith got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now. He
no.
He was a homeless kid. That's hard to do. But no, seriously, let's not get all panties in a bunch until let me finish. First of all, we don't know if it's true. It could be true. And okay, this might be the role that'll define him as an actor. I mean, let's just give it a chance. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, since we don't know, it's a confirmation. If it is true, I just think it's a terrible casting choice. I really do. Jaden Smith has really not shown anything worthwhile. I did not care for him in Karate Kid. He was okay, but really, Jackie Chan carried that movie.
Okay, well, the movie was about Jackie Chan anyway, so.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Again, Day the Earth Stood Still, After Earth. No.
I forgot he was in Day the Earth Stood Still. There's nothing wrong with Day the Earth.
He was terrible in that. Uh-huh. I hated him in that. I'm sorry, but you know.
You know what? First of all, we didn't talk about this last week, but kudos to you, Jaden Smith. Okay, you got Moxie. Okay, you my hero, because you did something I would have loved to have done.
Did he take acting classes?
No, he went to his prime.
I don't care about that.
In a Batman suit. You go, boy. Okay, people are making fun of him. No. Okay.
I was gonna say
the man did a cool thing. He went in an all-white Batman suit, man. How cool is that? Come on now. Don't tell me you wouldn't have loved to have done that.
Oh, I would have loved to have done that. Okay. But I'm not gonna waste it on something as pointless and boring as high school prom.
No. I'm telling you, man, everybody should go to the high school prom in a costume, okay? Cosplay prom, okay? We need to throw one. All right?
You need to throw one. No.
Anybody can put on a tuxedo, but can you rock a Batman suit? An all-white Batman suit on top of that. The man is fly, in my opinion, okay? Leave that little kid alone.
Well, I'll be honest. They were already Flicks in the City were already interviewing a damn good choice for Static Shock. Tyler James Williams should be Static Shock. He's a great choice. I think he's a perfect fit for the character. At least I've seen him, really show himself and have a damn good range. I really still am not impressed with Jaden Smith's acting.
Sorry, I just got a crazy message from someone. Look, first of all, let's get some real confirmation about whether or not he's playing.
We've admitted this is not truly 100% confirmed.
I know. I'm saying let's get some confirmation first.
But
let me.
But we're talking about
relax. This. I'm just saying,
I know what you're saying, okay, but I'm hold saying...
up, no, you not letting me finish. Okay, I'm talking to the people, okay? Let me talk to the people. This is my job, to talk to the people. Okay, so let's get the confirmation first. And then let's not lose our minds because he's being cast. He's not going nowhere, people. Okay? He's not the first worst actor to come along. And he can get better. He's only going to get better. Okay? He could get better. You know, people didn't think his father could act all that well in the beginning, too. So. Okay, I'm done.
And I'm just saying, no, we know this isn't fully confirmed. We know this. I'm just saying, if this is the case, I just think it's a terrible choice. And that's just me. I'm not losing my mind. I'm not freaking out. I'm not the internet freaking out who still like to freak out over Ben Affleck as Batman. Please get over yourselves, internet, real quick.
And then who would you cast if they did a Static Shock movie?
They were already interviewing a great choice. Tyler James Williams.
Yeah, he's too old.
What?
Yeah, he's too old.
How is he too old?
First of all, how old do you think he is?
I think he's somewhere about 20.
Okay, so does he look like a 16-year-old or 15-year-old? No. He does not. Not anymore.
Again, I just think he is a much, much better choice.
Yes, he can act, but he's too old for the role now. Okay? 5 years ago, sure. Now, no, he's too old. And he would look too old. He does. He doesn't look like... He cannot pull off as a teenager. It, I would think it would be an insult if you try to say he is a teenager when you know he's not and he doesn't look it. He looks like a young adult. So...
All right, fine. That's fair. Then find a better 16-year-old actor than Jane Smith.
There's not many out there, though.
But, again, I don't want them to just settle with Jane Smith.
Why? First of all, he's a name.
Well, yeah, he's a name.
So,
but
his name brings more money to the project.
No, it's a business, and his name
would
brings sell.
It brings money to the project.
Yes, it does, and I fully realize that. I'm not blind, but again, with someone like Static Shock, I want someone who can just really sink their teeth into it. And again, I personally have not seen that out of Jaden Smith in any of his films. I could be wrong. Look, let me state. I want to be fucking wrong about Jaden Smith. I really do. I want him to prove me wrong, just like the first Thor movie proved me wrong. I want that to happen.
I told y'all first Thor was going to be all kinds of good. But anyway.
Let me finish. But again, I just think Jaden Smith, not that good a choice. And that's all I'm saying. There.
Okay. We're going to stop arguing about this because we shouldn't fight on this holiday weekend.
Yeah. We're just having a disagreement.
Now, this is not a news story, but I won't mention it anyway. Emma Stone, who played played Gwen Stacy in the last two Spider-Man movies, would be interested in playing Spider-Gwen. Now, for those of you who don't know, Spider-Gwen is a alternate timeline character where instead of Peter Parker being bit and turned into a radioactive superhero, Gwen Stacy was bit by the radioactive spider and she got spider powers and she became a superhero. And then, of course, recently they had this Spider-Man multi-dimensional crossover where she was introduced and she became such a popular character that they made a regular series out of her. And, of course, Emma Stone says she would be interested in playing the character in the movies. What do you think?
That would be interesting. I mean, I recently caught up with the Spider-Gwen series, and I think it's a damn good book. If they want to try to make a movie out of this with her, with Emma Stone still involved, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Now, is Peter Parker and Spider-Gwen, do they have any kind of... relationship?
Never. They were they were next door neighbors, and
I mean, like the regular Peter Parker and the new Spider Gwen.
Were they
since
dating?
They met? Yes.
No.
Have they, like,
no.
Because you would think
so far, no, they really haven't dug into that. Like, okay, again, we got to know a little bit about Peter. It's like, again, he was pretty much more or less the same Peter Parker we knew, but again, tables for sweats. He wanted to be more like Spider-Gwen, who he idolized. He worshipped. So he ended up becoming that world's version of the Lizard, but died in battle against Gwen Stacy, Spider-Woman.
So, again, it
seems like they'd never dated.
Okay. But, okay, I just thought maybe, you know, him meeting an alternate version of Gwen Stacy, they'd be like, hey, well, you know, let's go out. But they haven't explored that yet, right?
No, and I don't.
Now, is she...
Okay, no, they haven't. Again, they explored Peter.
Now,
no,
is she still in the 616 universe, or they write her stories in her own universe?
She is not in 616.
Well, she will be now, after the Secret Wars, right?
I don't know. No one said anything about that.
Okay.
But speaking of spider people,
you know, sorry, real quick, I don't have Spider Gwen in the Spider Man game for a tablet yet. I haven't been able to recruit her. So it's very frustrating when I play my Spider Man game and I don't have her because I'm stuck on this mission that you need her specifically, and I can't recruit her yet. So I try, but and just to let you know, I know you worry about how I do in my Spider-Man game.
I lie awake at night being I can't go to bed until I know how Surfer's doing in that game.
Out of the 137 Spider-Man you can collect, I have 84 of them, okay, including Superior Venom. Okay? So that's just keep you up to date on my video gaming, okay? Back to the regular programming. Go ahead. I'm sorry, what's
your next step? After that detour.
I'm gonna play now while you talk about the next storyline.
There will be two Spider-Men after Secret Wars.
Yeah, we know that. That's an old story.
Well, this got like some confirmation this week. That's why we're bringing it up.
Right.
In a live chat with Brian Michael Bendis, you know, on Newsroom, he said, like, you know, there will be two Spider-Mans in the Marvel Universe after Secret Wars ends.
So you'll have your Amazing Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and then you have your Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
The Amazing Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're going to do a book with both of them together?
I don't know.
Lost already. Okay. Now, we know Miles Morales is going to be in the regular universe because he's going to be part of the new, all different Avengers. Okay. Along with Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, and the current Nova, which is Sam Alexander. So, you know, they're bringing in the kiddies. So the question remains, is Peter Parker going to stick around? Now, Peter Parker is never going anywhere. He makes too much money in movies. He's too popular of a character. They may have killed him off in the Ultimate Universe. They're never killing him off in the 616. Might as well have Spider-Man and Spider-Boy. But
just Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Make it a regular series.
That too. I mean, they're cool. They met. They're buddies. He can train Miles into being a better Spider-Man.
Yes, I'm digging.
You say?
I said yes, he can.
And then Jaden Smith can play Miles Morales in the movie. Don't hang yourself, Jordan.
What?
Don't hang yourself.
About what?
What I just said.
Could you repeat that? There's a storm here, and it's kind of staticky a bit.
I said, Jaden Smith can play Miles Morales in the movies.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I told you not to hang yourself.
Too late. I can't do it, man. No.
So he'll play both Miles Morales and Static Shock. How you like those apples? And he's doing it because of you, Jordan. He knows how much you don't like him, so.
I hate it. I don't like it. I don't want it. No.
So, anything else with that story, though? I mean, because it was obvious they were going to have two Spider-Men, but...
Well, yeah, but again, I'm bringing it up because it got an official confirmation this week.
I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying, like...
Well, speaking of something related to Marvel Comics, it appears we now know who the most dangerous character in Marvel Comics is.
Yeah?
Yes, an infograph apparently came out this week about...
Who had the most kills?
Yeah, it's called The Deadliest Killers of Earth 616, Murderers of Marvel. And, yeah, Wolverine
has had the most kills.
46.
Well, he's had more than that, but that's all they counted. I mean...
Again, they counted heroes, villains, and neutral. And they even listed notable kills, like for Wolverine, Jean Grey, Mystique, and Dawkin, which that was kind of neat because Dawkin was kind of don't care.
Now, I don't know about the Mystique. Now, I read the storyline where he went to kill Mystique, but Mystique is still around.
Yeah.
So
it's X-Men. This might as well be a line in almost any X-Men book. I am now back. Wait, weren't you just dead? Weren't you dead a while ago?
I mean, no. I'm saying, like, look. Mystique seems to have some extraordinary healing abilities because of her ability to morph. Wolverine left her stabbed, and you don't really know what happened. But she's still around, so that shouldn't count. I can see she died, and then it took two or three years before they brought her back. But didn't he take that long, so.
Well, it accounts for this, so. And, like, other noticeable kills for, like, say, Iron Man, Yellow Jacket, Man, and Gladiator.
Now, you say Yellow Jacket. That was the... He killed Hank Pym, right?
Rita DeMara.
Oh, that Yellow Jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, that's when he was being controlled by Kang.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the Punisher's third, right?
Yep. Here are the top three killers. Number one is Wolverine. Two is Deadpool. Three is the Punisher.
Where was Doom listed?
Dr. Doom is not listed on here.
As bad as Doom is, he hasn't killed anybody.
All praise Doom.
Yes, all praise Doom. Doom the High. But,
Doom Argon.
Yeah, when I read that, that's not going to mean anything in a couple of weeks. Yeah, it was fun to look at it, but. You know, it's just like when they put out those charts as to who's the strongest
or richest.
And you look at it for a few minutes, and then what does it mean?
Yeah, point. Well, continuing comics, there is something coming to DC in October.
Okay.
Mystic U. And that's M-Y-S-T-I-K.
Explain that
letter
to me.
U. Yes, Mystic U is a new DC book that's going to come out in October, written by Alisa Kowitny, who is teamed with, Marsuet as artist. And that's all that says, Marsuet. And here's what Alisa said. In a short interview with the comics blog Weird Science, I'm working on Mystic U, a new monthly DC comic about a college for magical folk. There's a mixture of new characters, like the brutally illegit son of a dark warlock, and also some familiar faces like Rose, Psychic, and Cain and Abel. It's coming out in October, a fittingly witchy month. And some are already theorizing the comic will be starring the longtime Vertigo mainstay, Tim Hunter, but it remains unconfirmed. So there will be a magical college book in DC come the fall, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to that.
I don't know much about it, so I can't comment on whether I'm looking forward to or not, but keep an eye out for it. Can you hear music in, coming from my end?
No.
I hear some loud music playing in the background, and I'm just afraid it was being picked up. Okay.
Well, continuing on with DC Comics. Since DC seems to kind of be promoting Batman more or less as like this unstoppable, like, oh, basically Bat God, as so many have said, and that's what they're annoyed of, and I'll admit, yeah, as much as I love Batman, I'm kind of sick of how DC's marketing him, in all honesty.
That's because they don't have creativity into spreading the love out for the other characters.
But yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, Batman's the most established. It's like, as much as I love Grant Morrison's run on Batman, that was kind of annoying. It's like, and it's also why a big reason why I think Scott Snyder's run on Batman is so great, because he's bringing a vulnerability to Batman that, you know, DC is kind of stupid on marketing.
Well, now, here's the deal, okay? Batman has become popular because he's been written well. And if you want if you want any other character to become popular, you got to write him well. It's that simple. You can take the worst characters, and if you do a good job writing him and making him interesting, he becomes popular. It's not about because he's wearing black and got a utility belt, okay?
You gotta put some hard love and effort into it. And, well, it seems DC's just gonna say, screw it, we're gonna make Batman a god after all. Because, it looks like he's after the, Free Comic Book Day issues from, DC. There's an image of the future of Batman, showing after the clash between Darkseid and the Anti-Monitor. He looks godly, and it appears that Batman will become a new god.
This is an Elseworlds story, right?
Seems to be taking place in Justice League number 43, which shows him on a new god like fourth world like throne, and the solicitation.
Well, he looks like he's on the Metreon platform.
Exactly, and here's what it says. By the way, Justice League 43 is written by Jeff Johns, and the art is done by Jason Fabok, and it'll be out on August 19th. This is what it says. The Dark Side of War event rages on as Batman takes a journey into the depths of godhood and unlocks the forbidden knowledge of the DC universe. Meanwhile, Art's enemies, Superman and Lex Luthor, must stand together in order to survive. And Wonder Woman leads to Justice League in an offensive against the Anti-Monitor and Darkseid. But what is Grail's true mission during this war? And what is the secret she holds over Wonder Woman?
Then, will that hold up with people, though? Is the question.
No, that remains
to be
seen.
If you make Batman a god, which of course he won't stay this way. We all know that.
But I also beg the question, how is this Batman right now? Given what's going to be going on in the current Batman book.
What's going on?
Jim Gordon becoming Batman.
Oh, that, I thought that was separate.
I'm not too sure now, because again, I haven't been reading Justice League really lately.
See, I thought that's part of Convergence, right?
What, this?
The whole Jim Gordon being Batman.
No, that's not Convergence. That's after Convergence.
Oh, so, wait, I thought Convergence was still going on.
For another week. That's not part of Convergence. Convergence wraps up this upcoming Wednesday, and then we're going to get back to regular publishing at DC. And
so what happened to Batman?
He had one final battle with the Joker at the end of Batman in Batman number 40, you know, the finale of the Endgame arc, and they were last seen lying next to each other, defeated in battle, in a collapsing catacomb of Gotham, and Batman's like, "You just go, don't worry about that. I'm gonna lay here and rest with my friend for a little bit." And it's apparent that Bruce Wayne and Batman have died. And thus Batman is now going to be something working with the GCPD in a mech like suit that's going to be operated by Jim Gordon.
Because there always have to be a Batman. We know that now.
Exactly. Batman Endgame will be available in trade.
Okay. I thought his old Batman being not Batman was part of Convergence. Okay.
No, it's not. That was in the Divergence book, but Divergence was their just the title for the free comic book day book that DC put out to show what's going to happen after Convergence.
Mm-hmm.
This is not part of Convergence, since that'll already be over by the time Batman number 41 comes out.
So, how long has the new 52 been around?
Since September 2011.
So we're in the, what, third, fourth year?
And they're already killing off Batman? Apparently.
Okay. How many times is Batman going to die only to come back? Because they're never going to have...
Hey, as long as it's not Azrael again, I'm fine.
It wasn't Azrael's fault that he was a bad Batman.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's the 90s fault.
No, it is definitely the fault of the 90s.
You know, because everybody wanted an extreme character.
Because everything in the 90s had to be extreme.
That's right. The 90s was awesome.
Not that much.
Sure it was.
I mean, 90s gave us some good comics, yeah, but... Nah.
90s came up with Deadpool.
True. Very true. Also gave us Nightfall. Mark White's The Flash.
Yeah, Nightfall was awesome.
Yeah, Nightfall's one of the best stories. Well, going on. Image Expo is going to be back up and running.
Yep.
Back in San Francisco in July. Now, we already knew that Image Expo was a multi-day, you know, yearly round thing at the beginning of the year, you know, usually. But now, through a press release on its site, Image Comics is thrilled to announce the return to Image Expo, taking place once again in the San Francisco Bay Area on July 2nd to 2015. Image Comics will floor fans with a slate of all new, exciting creator-owned news and creator appearances. The event is open to all fans, comics retailers, librarians, and members of the media. Now, if we can only have enough money to send me out there, that'd be great.
When is Image going to have their reboot of their universe?
There is no universe at Image. What? Really, the only universe, like heavy books, if you want to say, is, I don't know, maybe Spawn, The Walking Dead, and Invincible.
Wait, Top Cow? There's
never.
Top Cow's not a part of Image anymore?
Oh, no. It, Top Cow?
Yeah.
I think that's a Marvel imprint.
No, Top Cow's not a Marvel imprint.
Okay, but look. What I'm trying to say is there's no need for an Image reboot because there's not decades upon decades and years of continuity to clean up.
Okay.
And it's very rare their books cross over. And if they do, it's usually just a separate one-shot comic that has no consequences on the main books being involved. So, yeah, no, and again, I think that's a part, I think that's a big thing as to why I love, why I love Image Comics as my favorite comic company. Well, aside from the quality of stories, of course.
Now, it has been revealed that Matthew McConaughey has been reading different roles for Marvel and DC. They've been trying to get him in their movies.
Yes.
And he had, of course, they haven't found the right character for him yet in either company. Which shows you everybody's doing a comic book movie. But I'm trying to think, what could Matthew McConaughey play with his heavy accent that would fit feel right? Because I saw an article today. Let me see if I can bring this up. They was talking about Matthew McConaughey playing different roles and the five roles they think he would best fit. Forget it. I'm going to try to go off memory, okay?
I can bring it up.
No, forget it. No, I can bring it up. So, they think he could play Wonder Man. Maybe. But, I mean, looks-wise, he could probably fit the Wonder Man role, but I don't know if I can get past the accent.
Well, also, he's rumored to possibly be Norman Osborn.
I can see him playing Norman Osborn. I can't get past the accent on that. Swamp Thing, what do you think about that?
That would be interesting. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think that would be pretty interesting.
And then the other two characters is Green Arrow and then Trickshot. I don't think Matthew McConaughey would want to play a B, C-lister character. That if they signed him, he would be an A-list character. So I don't see him playing Trickshot.
Nah. I don't see that as well.
But what do you think? You think...
Arrow?
No. But my question is, do you think that these companies should try to shoehorn McConaughey into a role, but just, like... forget trying to sign him, and then if it comes along, it comes along.
I think, honestly, if he wants to do, either a DC or a Marvel movie, he should be able to... He needs to find the one that's going to be a good fit for him. Like, I don't want him shoehorned in. It's like, Matthew McConaughey! I just wanted to be the damn good actor he is and really sink his teeth into a role. So again, this will also come down to like him saying, like, this is the role I think is right for me. I want to try and put my own stab on this character. So, honestly, if he's going to be Green Arrow for the films, that's going to be great. I really like that choice.
You think he would take that role? Because if he's playing Green Arrow, he's only going to be in like 10% of a movie at this point.
Well, we know. Well, maybe.
Look, they could do a whole Green Arrow movie. But if he's going to be part of like Justice League as Green Arrow, then he doesn't get much time. And I don't know if he would want that. Well, I mean, maybe it's about the art and the craft for him.
He was barely in... Well, then, by that logic, he wouldn't really have been in, say, Wolf of Wall Street, because how barely he was in that.
Yeah, but, you know, he probably did that for the director, you know?
Well, fair enough. He probably just did it for Scorsese, but still my point stands.
And they worked before. They worked together before, right?
No.
No, they didn't? I thought they...
Nope.
Okay.
Again, that was pretty much like, I want to work with Martin Scorsese. And again, but either way, my point still stands.
Well, he's already a superhero. He's in Magic Mike XXL, so.
No, he's not in that.
He's not?
No.
He was in Magic Mike.
Yeah, but he's not in the sequel.
Oh, okay. I guess he didn't want to strip no more.
like it.
Yeah, I'm trying. I've been trying to think now. What would be right for him? And I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, what A-list character is out there that would fit him?
Again, Green Arrow. He could definitely do something with Green Arrow. I believe he'd also make a fine Norman Osborn too.
Okay.
Yeah. So since we're on movies and TVs and such, speaking of Green Arrow, apparently there were plans for Harley Quinn beyond her little cameo in the Suicide Squad episode of season 2. They got scrapped.
Yeah, those Ohio put the kibosh on using Harley Quinn and Arrow.
And of course, Deadshot, apparently, which makes me really worried we are never going to get Captain Boomerang on a full episode of The Flash.
Well, that's why they killed off Deadshot on the TV show.
Which I still think is... They said they're already going to keep the movie and TV and film separated.
But they think,
then why do this?
They think people get confused if they see one guy on TV and then seeing Will Smith on in the movies.
Well, they've already established that they're separating them. So, Warner Brothers, get your shit together. Come on.
I'm surprised Warner Brothers doesn't cancel the Flash TV show so they can do him in movies.
All right, let's not even joke about that.
It's something they would, something that seemed like they would be foolish enough to do.
Oh, it would be stupid, and I would be royally pissed.
Sorry, let's see what's going on in the chat room.
Well, while you check out the chat room, which is fine. Chat room's all good. Agent Carter will be having 10 episodes for its upcoming second season. Two more than its 8 from its debut. And will once again be airing mid-season in January of 2016.
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
Agent Carter is having a 2-episode extension order to make it 10 episodes when it premieres in January 2016.
That's good. That's good. It shows the show pretty popular. If you didn't watch Agent Carter, you're hurting yourself. I'm telling you. That was some good television for that 7-8 weeks that it came on. Strong, powerful woman kicking ass. And hopefully they build on last season, and it doesn't go back to her being looked upon as a woman who can't get the job done. Hopefully they know she can get the job done, and they're giving her jobs to do, and now she's going forward with the missions, and she's running things, and she's holding court. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, Stanley wants to know, what do you think of the new female cast Expendables movie, The Expendables, and I'll tell you, I don't give a shit, because The Expendables movies were boring, worthless, didn't care, and honestly, I'm not going to care about any spinoffs.
About doing this all-female Expendables for a couple of years now, just like they've talked about, kind of like I think they talked about an all-black cast at 1.2, and
yeah,
I'm with Jordan. I didn't think the Expendables, they were all right.
They're anything special.
I mean, 15 years ago, if you'd have put all those guys in one movie, I would have told you it's the greatest thing in the world, even if it sucked.
Yeah, but it would have been amazing. But
seeing those old timers get together now,
the movies that we got, not good. And honestly, I'm not gonna care about the Expendables on that reason, that this universe really does not interest me.
Besides, you get more of a team up in the Furious series than.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's family.
Family. Well, Joss Whedon also revealed what Thor's subplot in Age of Ultron was supposed to be.
Which was
Well, what? I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking, he said the following on a recent appearance on the Empire Film Podcast. And by the way, Stanley, real quick. No, I do not want to see Rosie O'Donnell kicking ass in a rubber cat suit. Shut up.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna and Gina Davis and you can throw in Charlize Theron and you can put in the Underworld chick.
Kate
Beckinsale. And then you can bring in the Resident Evil. What's his name?
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich, yeah. And who else are we forgetting?
I don't care. Let's see.
Janet Jackson.
Wait, can I get on with this story?
Angelina Jolie. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. As said, Whedon said, there was a 195-minute cut of this movie. The original scene was that Thor went to speak with the Norn, and how it would work was that he'd go into the pool and the Norn possesses him, basically, and Erik Selvig asks all the questions, and the Norn, speaking through Thor, gets the answers. So Chris got to do something different, and he really threw himself into it. He did a beautiful job, but it wasn't well regarded by the test audiences, and I feel it's probably largely because it was a rough cut with no effects, but also because it's something that in a Thor movie would work brilliantly, but in this movie is a little too left out of center.
So that's the woman that you see in the trailer that you don't see in the movie in the water.
Sounds about right.
Because, you know, that always did stand out. In the trailer, you see some woman from the back. It looked like she's butt naked. And people thought it was maybe the female Black Panther. And they was in Wakanda. But we never saw that scene. And so they saying it was the Norn queen or just a Norn person.
Right? I don't know.
Okay. Well, can't wait for the long cut eventually, or deleted scenes, and we can see what happened, what had happened, what will happen. But for those who didn't know what that scene was, yeah, it was just a setup for Ragnarok for the next Thor movie.
Well, I do know the Norn in Norse mythology are females who ruled the destiny of gods and men.
And there are Norn stones. You know about them, right?
The what?
The Norn stones?
No, what are those?
Oh, they objects of power. Loki has used them.
Oh, right. Those. I got confused for a second. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Linda Hamilton. Yeah, she could be part of the female.
She could be a part of that movie, and I'm still not going to care. Sorry. Deadpool had a special visitor on a recent set of his movie. A young little boy stricken with cancer wanted to meet his favorite superhero, and he got to do it.
So now we're going to have Deadpool kid. No, that was sweet. But should kids be fans of Deadpool, to be honest?
Yes, Ryan Reynolds posted about the experience on his Instagram, you know, with picture of the kid holding, you know, wearing the mask and wearing the Deadpool gloves, saying, like, you know, Tony Avocado asked Make-A-Wish Foundation if he could meet Deadpool. I wasn't expecting him to sneak the mask, put on the gloves, smile, and didn't beat Deadpool about the face, arms, and jugular with blazing speed. Tony's next fight is with Hodgkin's disease. Hodgkin's disease, best be wearing its brown pants. So, Make-A-Wish did something awesome once again.
I had Make-A-Wish, man. I wish I could get a wish done like that.
Okay, well, let's get you terminal cancer.
Even if I had terminal cancer, I'm too old for Make-A-Wish.
No one's ever too old for Make-A-Wish. We're all children at heart.
Didn't have Make-A-Wish when I was a little tight. when I was a lowercase G.
Well, Preacher continues its shooting. production 42016. Pilot is still underway. Seth Rogen is sharing various set locations and such on his Twitter page. You know, one of them recently was a snowy type place outside of the house. Also, a wrecked burning helicopter.
Okay.
Who knows what that could mean? But yeah, filming on that is still going good. Robert Kirkman's going to be writing.
Sorry, hold up. Let's see. Nobody. He put Michelle Rodriguez. Yes, even though she ran her mouth and she's still my number one woman. Maggie Q. Sure. Michelle Yao. Yes. Zhang Ziyao. Yes. Rebecca Romijn, of course. Okay. These are all fine. Yes. Let's make the movie now. You convinced me. Expendables. Woohoo!
Really? So no Ronda Rousey? Okay, fine.
She did the Expendables. She can't do both.
She can. Yes, she can.
No, she can't do both.
Why not?
She did Expendables.
Are you saying she can't play the same character?
No.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
Not a compliment. Anyway.
I know you are, but where am I?
Smart.
I know you are, but I'm smart too.
That's debatable.
No, I'm smarter than you.
Anyway,
you want me to prove it?
Prove it how?
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Duck season.
Told you it was duck season. Now. No.
Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, Daffy Duck. All right. So, as I was saying, Robert Kirkman is going to be writing one of the Transformers spinoff movies.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to another podcast this morning about Robert Kirkman being part of the Transformers. You think that he will bring some quality to that franchise?
I don't know, because I'm not going to care.
Or it's just, okay, well, he's going to try, but
well, yeah,
Michael Bay and I'm going to do what Michael Bay and them do.
Deadline report, he's part of a four-team writer's room that's headed up by writer and producer Akiva Goldsman. That also includes Zach Penn. And original Iron Man writers Art Markham and Matt Holloway and Jeff Pinker from The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and Lost. And again, I won't care because it's a Transformers film franchise. Okay. The live-action Transformers film franchise, which is utter dog shit.
It's not because... No, I kind of care. But listen, if you're going to bring in Kirkman, I hope Kirkman can convince these people that when you're writing these Transformer movies, right? Okay. Don't write these Autobots and Decepticons as cartoon stereotypes, okay? Make them into real personalities. Make these movies about the freaking robots.
Okay? Exactly.
Not about some guy running around saying that his daughter's dressing too skimpy and too tight. And don't want to with a boyfriend.
I mean, Dad, I'm really mean in your life.
It comes down to the human saving the day. When you got these freaking Autobots, can't win without a human's help. And then don't make it so that your lead Autobot is running around on Earth for years, and then at the end can fly off into space. I mean, when you watch that scene, you're like, what the fuck was these people thinking all this time? That all of a sudden Optimus Prime can take off from Earth and fly out into space.
So what we're saying is the live-action Transformers film franchise sucks.
And, you know, see, the sad part is the franchise is going to make money just because it's Transformers. Okay, it's not Michael Bay. It's not the writing. It's not
Transformers.
That, yeah, I said Transformers. It's not Michael Bay. It's not because it's executive produced by Steven Spielberg. It's a automatic franchise. It's popular that people are going to go see it no matter what. At least put some effort into it, okay? Not just do these cash grabs you've been putting out there. And, you know, because I don't want my epilepsy to come back from all this flashing lights and explosions for 40 freaking minutes. Whew, sorry. Happy thoughts. Blood pressure down. Yoga. Breathe in. Breathe out. You got to talk me back from the ledge sometimes, you know?
Think happy thoughts. Think about the Gorilla Grodd flash fight from this recent season. Think about the animated Transformers movie. That's good. That's good. Think about that. Are you happy now?
I'm better. Okay. Now, I want to get into...
Okay, since you're better, let's talk about that.
Hold up. Sorry. I want to get to some important... an important topic here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we got movies are being filmed, right?
Yeah.
And we sit here and we wait for them, and, you know, these movies are a year or two off.
And we reviewed them.
But they're being made now. And we live in the 21st century. We got the internets. Everybody has a camera phone and camera and video. And so... nowadays, you know, you have to wait until they give you a trailer before you got your first glimpse of a movie.
Any footage.
And then, like, back in the day, you know, if you was lucky enough to get one of those magazines that had a little picture in there to get you excited, you'd be like, oh, wow, I can't wait. And then, of course, E came along and that, you know, the early E, right?
I think that Network, yeah.
Yes. That was responsible for making the 89 Batman the hit that it was. Because people used to, I was one of them. I used to scan that channel waiting for that Batman trailer to come on, okay? But nowadays, when these films are made, people are taking their own video and pictures and stuff. And I bring this up because these are the next stories we're about to get into.
Yeah, I was going to get into those.
Well, that's why I'm setting it up.
All right. So what Surfer is talking about is that new videos and photos from the set of DC's Suicide Squad.
It's been a photo for Suicide Squad coming out like every day now.
Yeah, it's like a new Penny Dreadful. It's like, here you go, here you go. You get one. Now here, everybody gets one. Woo!
Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, I just want to see the damn movie. Now, the latest videos and such have shown a scene being filmed between Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn and Jared Leto's the Joker. What seems to be like possible and an anonymous trucker. Well, again, the film, the way the scene looks,
excuse me,
it could be a flashback. That's what's being speculated. That looks like it could be a flashback scene.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it shows Leto and Robbie. There's a physical altercation between the two. There's a gunshot fired. You know, all that stuff. Leto wearing a suit, who appears to definitely have the tattoos that were shown in the original photo of him being released, as well as wearing the suit, a suit similar to the one he's worn in, say, Dark Knight Returns.
The other movie that's been getting in videos and pictures is, of course, Captain America: Civil War.
Yes, which is right underway. And by the way, I have a friend in Atlanta, his house, like 2 miles away from the set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but really, we already talked about a lot of the photos that came out. It's like, there were two in particular. One being that Paul Rudd as Scott Lang is officially on the set. He has arrived in the 2D Atlanta, Georgia production. But also, we got a real good first glimpse this week of Frank Grillo as Brock Rumlow, a.k.a. Crossbow.
Have you seen the video where they were doing the little fight scene?
I did see that.
Man, you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, this stuff's going to get leaked now. As you mentioned, you know, it's a different time now. So this is going to get out somehow.
Do you think people should, like, watch and look at these things, or they should try to ignore it?
That's up to the people. If they want to, look, again, that's what I'm about to say. That's up to the people. If they want to have a little bit of glimpse, if they want to have a tiny, tiny glimpse that's going to hold them over until the movie or until the trailer comes out, that's fine. That's their prerogative. Other people can be like, I don't need to see this. I already know I'm going to go watch the movie, so I'm just going to go about my day. Bye. Again, it's up to the person that's looking at the thing. I was just curious because it was a bit of a slow day when the story came out. I was like, eh, screw it, why not? So, whatever to me. But, again, pictures have surfaced of Grillo in the costume, and there is scarring from, you know, what happened to his character at the end of Winter Soldier. So, consistency.
So, what do you think about his costume?
Oh, I like it. I really like it.
Okay. Now, I saw the report that his filming is done for this movie.
Really?
Yeah. His part is wrapped, so unless they bring him back for other stuff, he's done now, which means he's... Well, of course, if it's Civil War, he can't have so big of a part in this particular film. Of course, he probably would have a bigger... He probably could have had a bigger role had they kept the original Serpent Society plot line they was going to go with, but they changed it to make it... This is real Avengers 2.5.
Yeah, we established that.
Yeah. You're taking a page out of DC with that. DC's using Batman versus Superman to make make a pre-Justice League movie. But even though no one admits that, it's the case.
Yeah, well, at, also with DC movies... apparently, Barry Allen might be the Flash in the upcoming movie.
You mean not the TV? You mean like they're going to use Barry Allen as the Flash and not Wally West?
Yes, because Chris Miller and Phil Lord and Chris Miller are apparently working on the script right now, but there's no word about the director.
Of course they're using Barry Allen. I mean, they went to the trouble of bringing him back to life and then basically erasing Wally West from existence and making everybody like fall in love with or accept Barry Allen as the only Flash. So why would they not use him in the
movie?
Okay,
that's New 52, because pre-New 52, Wally West was still alive and operating.
Okay, but we're not reading pre-52. We're reading current continuity.
Okay, fine. And by the way, Wally West is alive.
No, it's a different Wally West.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. Anyway...
And no. The Wally West for 25, 30 years that was the Flash doesn't exist.
And I agree.
Right. So is this Wally West? Has he got his powers yet?
No.
So he's just a punk kid.
Apparently. Now, as I'm trying to get out real quick... Phil Lord was recently on the Hippo Juice podcast and recently spoke for the first time where he and Miller are with the story for The Flash. And he says this: we're trying to break a story. It's interesting because there's a really popular TV show out there and we're trying to carve out space for the movie that's apart from that. I think we're doing all right. I believe our Flash is going to be Barry Allen. It's going to be its own thing apart from the TV show. We're more trying to stick with the cinematic universe. It really is its own thing and kind of a standalone movie. We're just trying to think of the best story. I think you guys will like it. It's kind of a different take on superhero stuff. So again, Lord and Miller on a Flash movie makes me way too happy. But I would have been fine with either, Wally West, you know, since they want to keep the movie and TV verse separate. Barry Allen, that'd be fine too. I just want a damn good Flash movie.
You're gonna get Barry Allen. Okay, they're gonna give you one Green Lantern. Okay, they're not giving you John Stewart. They're not giving you Kyle Rayner, and they're not giving you
Guy Gardner.
Yes, but later on, maybe. Okay, they're going with Hal Jordan. Okay, they're going with Silver Age characters. Okay, so. That's why I think DC messed up trying to force the Silver Age back on everybody when people have moved past it. But anyway,
we
don't run the company, so.
Yeah. The Crow is eyeing a female villain with Birdman's Andrea Riseborough as top dollar.
Okay. We've discussed The Crow. When we won't believe it until we see it.
Yeah, so really, until they say, we've officially started production.
No, I won't believe until I see a trailer. Okay, they've been talking Crow now for years.
Yeah.
Okay, presidents have changed hands since they've been talking about doing a new Crow movie. No. I'm not falling for that drug anymore. I'm not. Just not going to do it. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't get fooled again.
Who's the fool? The fool or the fool who follows the fool?
The fool is the fool or the fool is a fool. The foolish and the fool are all foolish.
That sounds foolish. But anyway. wrapping things up. Yeah, Jay Garrick was officially teased for...
Yeah, man. They can't
Legends
do
Tomorrow that. Via the helmet showing up. And it is confirmed. Really confirmed that Killer Frost is going to come from the Flash. And that Diggle's going to be getting a super suit.
Yeah, Super Diggle. My Diggle.
Digman. Maybe. I don't know. Shut up.
You know, my wish for Flash is that Felicity comes to her senses and dump Oliver Queen.
Get with Diggle?
No, she don't have to get with Diggle. She just... Diggle's married.
I know. I'm just kidding with you.
You know, a lot of people thought that Diggle and Felicity should hook up before they married off Diggle to Lila. There's been a list of Ant-Man characters, you know, as far as the list of characters who's going to be in the Ant-Man movie. Coming up in July.
Mm-hmm.
That's Paul Rudd as Scott Lang. Just for, if you didn't know, Michael Douglas is playing Hank Pym. Corey Stahl is playing Darren Cross, who's the villain. Evangeline Lilly's playing Hope Van Dyne. It's not clear whether she's a good person or a bad person. And those are the main characters. Well, we just gotta wait for Ant-Man to come out. You think that's gonna?
I'm speculation. Looking forward to it.
No, it's not that. What would be a failure for Ant-Man? As far as grossing. I think isn't First Avenger the lowest movie so far, right?
What, overall or just domestic?
Overall.
Let me go check.
Even domestic, I think First Avenger may be the lowest one.
Well, I'm gonna go check on that right now.
Excuse me. You know, people.
Okay.
We wait for y'all to call. Y'all don't call in. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The lowest grossing one is The Incredible Hulk.
That wasn't a Marvel film.
I'm sorry. The Incredible Hulk.
Right. That wasn't a Marvel film. That was Universal.
It is.
That was Universal.
It still counts in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, stop. It's part of the continuity, but it wasn't done as a Marvel film. Okay?
Then explain to me how Thunderbolt Ross is going to be back.
Because it's part of the continuity. It wasn't made as a Marvel film. It wasn't made in the Marvel studio.
It was made with Marvel Studios.
It was made with Universal.
And Marvel Studios.
No, they agreed. You know? To tie it in. Because the Hulk is being used in the Marvel movies. It's like Spider-Man. You know Sony's still making Spider-Man movies. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's going to be in Marvel movies, too.
It's going to be made by both of them.
No, but it's going to be... It's Sony movie. Marvel is going to work with them.
That's what I was saying.
But they didn't do that with the Hulk. So the Hulk doesn't count. So
okay,
just humor me. Okay,
fine. I will humor you for a brief moment.
Thank you.
And yeah, then yes, if since I'm humoring you, it is Captain America the First Avenger. Yeah.
Can Ant-Man do better than that?
I think it will.
Okay. What do you think it'll range it in?
Okay, fine. You know I hate making predictions now.
I'm not asking you to make a prediction that it has to hit or else I'm going to make fun of you. Just a guess.
Fine. 192.
Okay, that's a lot.
I think it'll make 192 million.
Okay. It'll probably be number one when it comes out, right?
Well, yeah.
Just a question of whether it'll make... So the other question, whether it'll make over 50 million now. And so, you know, I see the commercials. So, you know, Marvel knows how to market films. And we'll see. Hey, you know, hey, there's been an Ant-Man movie doing everything that's comic book related on TV and movies. So... and Ant-Man is an interesting enough character. Hank Pym would have been an even more interesting character, but they decided not to go with Hank Pym as far as as a superhero.
No, of course, yeah. But also, that's all the news.
Okay. So let's see if there's any last second news that came up. I don't think there's anything because of the holiday.
Yeah, I'd imagine so as well.
Oh, this music is driving me crazy. I mean, I know it's a holiday, but... unrelated. Did you watch last episode of David Letterman?
I saw a bit of it, yeah.
Yeah? The reason why I bring this up because, you know, I'm looking at a picture of him as a cartoon comic book character with the Avengers.
Oh, I thought... But you're also going to bring up Harvey Pekar.
Yes, he made quite a few appearances on David Letterman that, of course, kind of made him mainstream. You know, once he started making comic books and started to become popular that way, it brought him more into... the living rooms, and of course him and Dave had a strange relationship. And they did go over that in the American Splendor movie, which I think is the best non-superhero comic book movie you can ever see.
Oh man, I love American Splendor so much. I love both the book and the movie.
And there's been some deaths, but nothing related to us, so... So what we talk about now? Bill Tom?
Well, I will also just say, friendly recommendations. I read the final issue. I read the last issue in the first arc of Scott Snyder and Jock's Witches. So good.
Okay. We did talk about the Thor reveal, right? We talked about that last week.
What?
The Thor reveal? Who the
female was? Yeah, we talked about that.
What do you think about the reveal?
I don't like it.
Why?
Here's the thing. I feel part of it was... By the way, it's Jane Foster, just to keep everyone up to date.
A dying Jane Foster.
Cancer-ridden Jane Foster. I just think it's a fall. It's too easy a fallback, because I think they were really going for a setup with Agent Solomon Roz Solomon, you know, from the God of Thunder run that preceded this one. And it would have been great. It would have been great, because she was already getting comfortable with Thor and such. I would have loved it. Would have been it would have been a great idea. It already seemed to get it to explain away how it wasn't possible for Jane to be Thor, and part of me thinks it might have secretly gotten out. It was Roz, and they kind of just went with this as it was like, nah, you were wrong.
I was thinking it was going to be one of his granddaughters from the future.
Which would have made a lot more sense.
That would have made a lot more sense. You know, King Thor sending one of his granddaughters back in the past. But here's the thing they need to explain. How in the blue hell would a dying, sick of cancer, Jane
Foster,
I'm about to say Fonda, get on the moon in the first place?
Yeah, that's my thing too. How the hell does she get there and know where to find a hammer, you know, after the events of...
Well, she said the hammer called to her. Okay, fine. If the hammer's in the middle of Nevada and it called to her, I get it. How did she get on the moon? Okay, how did she get up there?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
Did she step through a portal or something? Did a door open up and she walked through it? I mean, you got to explain that. That has to make some more sense. I mean, how does a mortal walk on the moon in the first place and breathe? It's not like she works for some government agency.
Well, the blue area of the moon is where it was, and that's where people are able to breathe.
Oh, okay, so blue area.
Yeah, it's the blue area.
Okay. So, but I do trust Jason Aaron. He's been writing a fantastic story. So
He has, and he's one of the best writers. You should also be reading Sovereign Bastards, and the cancer angle. Nobody is that Jane Foster is battling breast cancer at the moment,
and she doesn't want any help from Thor to cure herself. So she's basically dying unless she gets some kind of chemo, and
which she's been getting on Asgard. Right.
But the thing is, being Thor is speeding up her death, apparently. And they still, Thor and no one else even still doesn't know that Jane Foster is Thor, because she left. She turned back into Jane Foster and nobody saw it, so. But us, the viewer. What else did we missed out on? Anyway, I forgot. Let's talk about some other fine shows here.
Yes,
radio, but
because there's more than just us, even though we are the best thing.
We are the best. But if you can't handle this awesomeness, you can listen to shows like Freaks and Effing Geeks every Monday at 11:15. You can listen to That Awful Podcast every Monday at 7 p.m. You can listen to The Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday night at 11 p.m. You can listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Wednesday at 9 p.m. You can listen to Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. You can listen to The Rexplex every Thursday at 7 p.m. You can listen to The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. You can find the Lex Experience podcast on here too. And then we have other things. Cause next week, there is a pre and post show for the WWE Elimination Chamber.
Which just sprang up out of nowhere.
And we are counting down the days for SummerSlam. An even bigger event, Castle Slam. The battle to eat the most White Castle hamburgers. Rage versus Mr. X at the Decadome in New York City. It will be streamed live here at Rant EM Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. in August. So, that, of course, since that cuts into our time, we probably won't do a show that day. But we probably will do a fun show that Friday before. Where we'll do the road to Castle Slam. Okay? There's a lot at stake here at Castle Slam. People open their mouth and they swear up and down they can eat the most White Castle hamburgers. I think it's cruelty to animals to kill off that many horses just to have a couple of slider hamburgers, okay? Because you can't tell me it's not horse meat. You can't. Okay? It's 100% horse meat, and it's wrong. Just wrong. Horses are meant to be ridden, not eaten. Did I forget any shows? Did I forget anything?
I think you got them.
I got everything?
Lex.
I talked about Lex's experience.
That awful podcast.
Yes.
Rex. Yeah, Blacks. You really. Yeah. Okay. Then. Yeah. You really got everything.
Uh oh.
What?
Tank is calling in. Tankiff.
Disley.
Hello.
Hello, Tankiff.
This is Tank Heyman, my client. Brian, Mr. X, loves the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And we are glad to hear that. I'm
glad to hear that.
He does not feel the need for your show to be preempted because of this madness.
Yeah, but
he feels if you guys can go on an hour earlier, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, 4 o'clock for me ain't working. I'm sorry. It's I don't like them when they're at 5 o'clock. So you're probably gonna get a fun show. People can call in. We can do a weigh-in ceremony. We can brag about it. People can talk smack about who's gonna eat more. We can take bets. We can take side bets. So
any side bets have to go through me.
Okay, well that's. You know, right, we can do odds bet, like, and side bets and.
As I am the advocate for the future reigning, defending Castle Slam champion, Mr. X.
See, you know, I just get the feeling we opening up a can of worms is just gonna never. I mean, it's starting off as fun as giggles this year, but then every year Castle Slam gonna get bigger and batter, and we're not gonna be able to afford all the hungry asses coming up trying to eat hamburgers, trying to prove their worth. I mean,
as long as they hit the donate button on the upper right hand side in the chat room, donate to the Cat's List.
You know, Wing Bowl started off this way. You know, for those who don't know, Wing Bowl started off as a radio station prank. Because we wasn't winning the Super Bowl around here, so they did Wing Bowl. It was just a few people in a hotel lobby eating wings, so you could eat the most. And now, 20-something odd years later, it's one of the biggest events in the city. And people, and I'm afraid this is going to happen with Castle Slam. That's going to get bigger, and it's going to be.
But unfortunately, my client will not pull a Mick Foley and stuff Castle Burgers down his shorts.
Well, I see your client. I see one client, your client getting ready in video. I don't see the other client doing anything except for pulling out pictures of receipts for a couple of burgers that anybody can eat. So
Captain,
I'm not trying to put you down, but you got to step your game up. You got to prove to us that you can handle this situation.
Captain Matt, who's the manager for Raging Mania.
Captain Matt, huh? Okay. Matt Squires?
No, Canadian Matt. Matt, you know, the other Matt.
Oh, okay.
Is happy with Raging Mania or Rage Cena dumpster diving at the local White Castles to find burger receipts to post online, while my client, Mr. X, does coffee commercials and puts eggs in his coffee and does the running upstairs just for giggles.
Well, I think this buffoonery is just going to, it's going to open up a can of worms that we just...
And our lawyers from Hunt's...
The apocalypse is happening, Jordan.
From Hunt's...
Apparently is.
Our lawyers from Hunt's, Pizza Hut, and Domino's have sent AA a provision in for our contract.
Okay, now, what I want to know is, are these burgers, are they going to be coming fresh from the White Castle store, or are they going to be frozen and heated up in the oven?
Fresh from the local Staten Island White Castle.
So, someone's going to, so people are going to drive to the White Castle, pick up a ton. Now...
If people donate on the upper right-hand corner of the chat room.
Well, this is not here. I mean, I had to discuss this with Phil and Double A. I wonder, is this going to be a contest of volume or speed? So,
but well, my client does volume and does speed. I cannot speak for the person in the armpit of America.
Well, I tell
you. And I'm sorry that we're hijacking your show.
It's all right. People like the fun show, too. Nothing wrong with pulling that out from time to time. You know? Allows people to have a little fun, blow some steam. And so, just make sure that your client calls in. Right? So
my client does not need to call in.
No.
I am his advocate.
No.
Everything goes through me.
The road to Castle Slam. All contestants need to call in.
If you want to speak, Mr. Surfican, let me speak, please. If you want to speak to my client, I will make an arrangement for my
client. Well, you do that.
To call in.
You do that.
Okay. My client does not like busting in on shows like Captain Matt's client.
No. Part of what that Friday night show would be so that the contestants can speak their piece and advocate, and the advocates can come on, and you know we can have a discussion. I just hope Fox News doesn't mess things up for us. That's all I'm saying.
They can call Nancy Grace. They can call Bill O'Reilly.
Call someone.
Retirement. It's not going to help them.
Yeah, I hope AA has gotten the legal patent so that nobody can steal our contest from us and try to hold it as their own. So
AA's attorneys from Cats, Cats, and Cats has everything under control.
Okay, three cats. Okay.
Out of Bensonhurst, New York.
Well, that's great.
Now that you've done advocating, you got any comic books you want to mention real quick?
The new Planet Hulk.
I was about to pick that up, but I didn't yet.
A-Force.
So you picked up Planet Hulk? Is it? Should I get it?
I haven't read it in full yet, but I do recommend it because I like the Planet Hulk storyline. I just haven't read it in full yet. I haven't gotten the chance.
You know what this Planet Hulk's about?
I think this is more of all the Hulks.
Well, the premise is there's a part of Battle World called Greenland where mm-hmm. everything is gamma irradiated. So it's an entire landside of people that are hawked out. And stuck in the middle of this is Steve Rogers, having to survive in this land of hawks. And that's what Planet Hawk's about.
Which Steve Rogers are we talking about? Because I haven't really gotten that far into that book.
Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Old Steve, regular Steve,
he's a regular age Steve.
Nice.
Now, there's going to be more than one. There's more than one Steve Rogers in mm-hmm. there because the Civil War part has a Steve, and of course there's this guy, and there's a few other storylines where Captain America's involved. So.
Okay. Well, you got about 4 minutes to go on your show, so if you want to start wrapping up, go ahead.
I don't have 4 minutes to go. We don't have a time limit. We was about to end the show anyway because we were done discussing, and we didn't have any callers. But we don't have no time limit. What are you trying to rush us off the air for, Tank? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just walked in the door from that baseball game that I posted on Facebook.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, oh shit, it's a comic book show. Let me get online.
No, we don't have a time limit unless there's a pay-per-view and we are courteous enough to get off the air mm-hmm. so that other people can do pre-shows and post-shows.
Okay.
So now, since you're on the air real quick, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm. Let me switch back to tank mode. Okay, go ahead.
It was put out there that Static Shock is being done with Jaden Smith as the lead character. What's your thoughts on that?
Live action?
Yes.
I wish he could be a better character, a better person, but Will Smith's kid is not that bad. Let's see how it comes out. I like the Static Shock cartoon, so let's see how it comes out.
It's not a definite. It's just another actor said that that's what's happening, but no official word has been put out that they're doing a Static Shock movie or that Jaden Smith is the star of it. So we're just wondering what you thought about it. So
I would love to see how his daddy does his Deadshot.
Well, I have confidence that he'll do fine as Deadshot. I mean, it's an ensemble movie, so it's not like it's all Will Smith to carry the film. We know he can carry a film, but no, I mean he's fine.
And his mommy didn't do bad as Fish Mooney, so.
I'm still not sold on Jaden Smith as possibly being Static Shock.
Yeah, but he's going to do it and dedicate to you, Jordan.
I do not reciprocate.
Yeah, I think he takes seriously your thoughts. So, I mean, come on. But anyway,
I wouldn't be too bit surprised if he doesn't listen to the show.
He listens. He knows.
He's okay. Fan. Well then, Jaden, if you are listening, get acting lessons.
Stop, man, because they'll call in and tell you off.
And guess what? That'll be and then water his off my
parents,
back.
His parents will come after you too. So
whatever. Yeah, sure. Come out. Yeah, sure.
You know, Will Smith can Will Smith can blackball you from Hollywood, Jordan. So you need to keep your mouth shut.
Then I'll just make my own movies.
No, but you won't be able to do them because he'll have you blackballed.
Self distribution.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Arkansas Films. Yeah. Okay. That'll work.
You're aware there are many more ways to get movies out there.
Okay.
Don't listen to just the studios, man.
Why the kid dreams big.
Alright, so let's say our goodbyes.
Yes, please. Good night, everybody. And read American Vampire. It's so good.
Uh-oh.
If you like what you read online, buy it in your local comic book store.
Agreed. Give them your money.
Buy an official Turnbuckle Throwbacks t-shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com.
Dude, are we getting any t-shirt money here in the company? You can't advertise like that. I mean, come on now. I want my cut. All right. Thanks for listening,
my
folks.
My cheap pop.
We appreciate you listening. Good night. Peace.